Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the New Age Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. My name is Charlene Stringfield, and I am a spiritual healer and a guardian angel communicator. I am here tonight with my very best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean.
Hello, Charlene, and hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Like Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I are both spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. And all of the healings you will receive tonight are divine-based. We are the facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. These healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and frequency to higher and your consciousness to higher levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast tonight, you will receive Deeksha energy. This energy awakens the enlightenment process. Also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at the highest form through vibration. And Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing. After the house healing, we'll go straight to the phone lines and the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. Now, tonight we're having a bit of technical difficulty with the chat room, and there's someone from Blog Talk Radio working on it right now. So if you're trying to log into the chat room, please be patient with us and continue listening or call into the switchboard, and we'll be happy to give you a message there. So, Charlene, I'm gonna send it back to you, and thank you for joining us tonight, everyone.
Thank you, Jean, and anybody who's listening, would you please say a quick prayer for our technology here to get fixed here. This is something we rarely have an issue with, but sometimes we do. So I'm going to go ahead and begin. I always ask people to start with a proxy list. If you will put anybody on this proxy list, especially your animals, that you think could really benefit from this healing. And as I always say, we never overcome anyone's free will. So if this healing goes out to someone who does not want it, they simply will not receive it. So I will start with a prayer while you're setting up that list. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance, personal power, peace, and clarity. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please put your hands upon the New Way Power Hour and raise our vibrations and consciousness to its highest level tonight. Please connect us up to you, ground us to the earth, bring us into our hearts and into our highest of consciousness. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I ask that you bless everyone tonight and help everyone integrate this divine healing with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I am putting in a divine miracle healing request for everyone listening. I ask that whatever each person is seeking, that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, well, let's begin with the healing. I ask that everybody always say it's good if you sit in a comfortable place. You can really feel this energy. And, you know, on the weeks that we do not do this show, I recommend that you go back and listen to the shows. You know, we've got several in the archives. You can actually get there from our website and get the healing. And we have another show planned for the 31st. I just wanted to put this out real quick. And next month, we're going to probably be doing things a little bit different. We're already in the planning stages. We're going to be doing it on a different night other than Tuesday night. It'll still be at 6 p.m., and it will just be twice a month opposed to every other week. And we apologize for any inconvenience that we have. A couple times we've had to, you know, cancel the show at the last minute. It's been through a couple different reasons, but just want to apologize for that. And as I said, I do recommend that on those nights, that we, the days we don't do the radio show that you go back and listen to the archives, because these shows and healings are very powerful, and they are just as powerful in there. All right. In the name of the light, New Way Healers, would you please come down and give everyone a New Way healing? They will be removing 500,000 layers off of everybody tonight. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please guarantee everybody's gauges. Everybody is connected to divine supply, connected to you. Their faith gauge, their belief gauge, their knowingness gauge, their certainty gauge, their trust gauge. Everything is connected up to you and to divine supply. Anybody's energies other than their own and their space, please whoosh it out. Anything trying to interfere with these healings or anyone receiving these healings, we ask that that just be whooshed on out and everybody be brought into the present moment. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please pull everybody out of struggle and survival and bring them into a successful, thriving mindset of plenty. Please give everybody a power healing and restore everybody's personal power to them. Jesus, would you please, in the name of the light, give an open heart healing? Anybody in the chat room, could you please make sure that everyone is hearing us? Okay. All right. Sorry, we have not. Gene just informed me that we have not gotten back into the chat room yet, so we are working on that. New Way Healers, would you please clear everyone's life path? Please clear their chakras. Mother God, would you please take everyone apart? And would you please give everybody a brand new set of chakras that are at these high frequencies and high vibrations that we need on this planet right now? Please give everybody a brand new processor, a brand new power source, and guarantee no one is connected to their power source. Please pull everybody's energies in. Please clear, close, and heal any holes in their auric field. Please clear all conflict, inner turmoil. Please clear all planetary, worldly energies. Any kind of group consciousness patterns, please clear and remove them that anybody is connected to. Please clear all hooks, lines, and sinkers. Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please run heart energy with everyone? And I am seeing some blocks on some people's path out here, their life path. So if you would please repeat after me, I'd like to make a couple divine intervention statements that will clear these things up really quick. I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now, and I allow it. Thank you. Okay. I am asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, a divine attunement, bring me into the present moment, ground me to the earth, and shift my inner dialogue into positive. And I allow it. Thank you. Jesus, would you please clear everyone's rose? Please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everyone's tree of life. And please apply a life force healing. Mother God, would you please come down and wield your sword and cult out the negativity around everyone and anything creating it and causing it? Please clear all anger, rage, fear, pain, suffering, and lack, and anything creating it and causing it. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody and shift everybody into divine, true love base? Please commune with everybody's soul. Jesus, would you please make sure that their heart is really, really clear? Any blockages in that heart chakra, please clear and remove it. Guarantee that their energies are flowing. Jinshin Jitsu healers, would you please come down and give everybody a Jinshin Jitsu healing five times fold. The organ flows and the body flows five times fold. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head? Please clear balance and harmonize everybody's left and right hemispheres of their brain. Apply a spiritual healing and a Star of David and a cranial sacral adjustment and a neurocranial sacral adjustment times five. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's go through everybody's auric field and everybody's chakras, anything cohabitating in their chakras, any energy drains, money drains, or anybody that is just any cords attached to them, please clear, cut, and remove them and clear all of those energies out of them. Please return everybody to love and peace and calmness. Crystal healers, would you please come down and give everybody a healing? God, Goddess, Creator of all, please clear and remove any separation and division patterns or programs from love. Look for any leaks in their chakras. High self, please connect with everyone. Please apply every healing that there is. Please open up all minds, energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords, any energies that's not theirs, clear and remove it. Guarantee their soul is connected to their mind is connected to their body. Please clear all blocks to hearing and seeing God. Jesus, would you please stand behind everyone and infuse them with so much peace? Mother God, would you please step into everybody's body, empower them, turn on their codes of light, their inner healer, anything that's been turned off, turn it back on. Apollo, please come down and strengthen everyone. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please send everybody the power of the Godhead and goddesses? Please send everybody the power of the goddess. Please restore everybody's true essence to them. Please heal their mind. Please heal their brain. Please clear and remove any brain fogs, any brain clouds, any vengefulness. Guarantee all of their powers are restored, their spiritual power, their physical power, their mental and emotional power, their money power, their wealth power, and the creator of those energies, their energy power. Any grudges or begrudges that anybody is holding out there toward anybody, please dissipate them in the light. Any expectations or goals, judgments, or criticisms that have been put on them or they put on anybody else, please clear and remove it. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, could you please clear and remove any curse, hex, negativity, judgment, or criticism, hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft, spell, jinx, hex, ugliness, unkindness, wizardry, black magic, dark warlord stuff, anything of that nature, please clear and remove it and whoosh it on out permanently. Guarantee that everybody has returned to love and peace. Jesus, please clear everyone's secret, sacred chambers of their heart. Take everybody up to the goddesses. Let's please open them up, clear all inner layers, clear their brain, their mind, their inner dialogue. Anything that is taking away anybody's peace, please clear and remove it. Jesus, would you please give everybody a cellular cleanse? Mother God, would you please open up the lineage and clear the lineage, anything that's coming up in the lineage? Please look for any soul wounds, any soul scars, and all the emotions surrounding them, and clear and remove it. Please clear everybody's master manifester. And let's go ahead. I'm seeing some blocks here and make a couple more of these divine intervention statements, if you'll please repeat after me. I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove anything or anyone that is trying to control me, hinder my spiritual growth, or hurt me in any way. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to heal my mind and my heart and return me to love and peace. And I allow it, thank you. All right, let's guarantee everybody's life force is really up high. God, God, as creator of all, we ask that your presence be known and shown here really, really strong. I'm seeing some people out there really, really struggling to get their vibrations and their frequencies up. And, you know, there's just a lot of earth shifts, unusual things going on in this on this planet. It affects Gene and I quite a lot. We're working this work all the time. We do a lot of events and different things. And, you know, it's just, we've noticed that people are really, really needing this healing, these healings these days. God, God is creative all. Please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. Let's fill everybody up with their own energy. Jesus, would you please put the divine matrix grid on everyone, grounded to the earth, connect them up to Creator Ball, clear and clean all of their energies and call it back. Guarantee everybody's chakra powers are at 100%. Guarantee everybody's connection to Source is perfect. Their third eye is clear. Please do a head-to-toe search and clear. Scan everyone. Anything, outsiders or intruders on anybody's guide team, please clear and remove it. High Self, please go through everybody's chakras and clear all of their chakras on chart 5 and chart 26. Please, God, Goddess, Creator of all, clear and remove any and all mind channels. Clear, close, heal, and seal them. Angels of the violet flame, immerse us all with the violet flame 1,000,000 times fold. Please clear all obstacles.
Okay. Sorry, we just had a little technical issue. We're back. Okay. Everybody's energy is looking really good now. I'm asking God, Goddess, Creator of all, to just please fill everybody up with so much light. Anyone that is resistant to change, we ask whatever is creating and causing that separation to be cleared and removed. Please clear all blocks to hearing and seeing God. Please clear all separation from self programs and patterns, along with any self-sabotage, self-limitation, self-doubt, self-torture, self-attack. Please clear and remove all of those programs and patterns and bring everybody into their heart. And return everyone to love and peace and calmness. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please send everybody the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all, and waterfall everyone with agape? And Jesus, would you please infuse everyone with Christ energy? High Self, please apply every single healing that there is. Guarantee everybody is grounded into the present moment. Please clear all worry, fear, anxiety, stress. any energies that is causing chaos or attacking anyone, please clear and remove it. Please clear all hate of God, hate programs, hate of self, hate of man, hate of life, and whoosh all of that negativity out. You know, it's interesting how we pick up a lot of these energies just watching a lot of TV, being on the internet a lot, or just being out in the world, you know. I always tell everybody we have three guardian angels, and I'm asking everybody's guardian angels to step up and give your person a healing. And one of the things you can do is ask your guardian angel to give you a healing and to protect you. Because a lot of people, you know, if they carry a lot of anger or negativity, sometimes people will just, you know, they'll throw it at you. And the thing is, it may not even be about you at all. They're just carrying that kind of energy. I believe right now this is a time on this earth where we all really, it's important to hold that joy and that love and peace and be kind to one another. Because there's just so much fluxating of so much energy on this earth. And those random acts of kindness, it really can really make a difference to people. So God, Goddess, Creator of all, please fill everyone up with your divine essence. And in the name of the light, Jesus, please open up the door to the other side and bring in the miracle. Fill everybody up with love, love, love. Guarantee everything is running at 100%. Everybody's personal power has been restored. All right, folks, this part of the healing is complete. I'm going to hand it over to Jean, and Jean is going to sing the Reiki codes. And I recommend that you direct these Reiki codes to anywhere you are needing it in your life. And know that one of our big intentions in doing these healings is clearing your relationship space and your career space. So we set that intention tonight that space gets cleared, because a lot of times those are the parts of in our chakras that really get cluttered. Jean?
Thank you, Charlene, for facilitating that wonderful healing. I really felt it. And I think the cats did, too, because they kept coming in here and walking around everywhere. So the Reiki codes that I will be singing tonight, the first one is the Chokere, and it's the code that calls down all the power of the universe. It invites it in. It's like a rainbow bridge. It calls down the power of the white light and opens the spirit doorway for healing. It protects, it purifies, and it blesses, and it clears sacred space. The Hun Sha Zhe Shonin is the distance symbol, and it's me directing the energy to go out to you. It's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through the past, the present, and the future, and it heals the whole timeline on every part of the soul. The Seheki is the mental and the emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity, and it clarifies and sets boundaries, and it heals negative patterns and breaks addictions. The Daikomyo is the master symbol, the great purifier, and it enhances and empowers all the other symbols. And when I send this one out, I send it straight to everyone's heart center. The Raku is like a lightning bolt that clears obstructions. And the Kriya is for perfect balance and action, and it's about balances energies in your awareness, and it's for physical manifestation and action and creation. So please set your intentions, include your home, your property, your car, any other buildings on your property, include your animals, because animals really do resonate with Reiki. Chokere, 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 chokere,
Hunshaw's a shonen.
Da comio. Raku.
Seki. Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. And Jean, were you able to get the chat room fixed? Nope, Jean is saying that the chat room, Jean, could you come and tell everybody a little bit about it, in case somebody's trying to get in?
The chat room will not come up, and I've been talking with back and forth with a representative from Blog Talk, and they're working on it now, and she said that she sent the message to the technical part of Blog Talk, and they would let me know as soon as they got it fixed. So it could be coming up in the middle of the show, or it might not be coming up this show. We apologize for that, and we hope that if you're listening on your computer, that you'll call in and get a message, because we would love to bring you in online. So I'll keep you updated on that, Charlene.
Jean, are they actually able to get in the chat room, but you're not able to get in touch with them?
No, they're not able to get in the chat room because I'm not even able to create the chat room for the show. Every show I create a chat room, and then people are able to log in on their login names, and then we talk that way, and they give me their names for messages, but they can't because the chat room's not even created tonight.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start with the major house healing. So if you have a home or property, an office that you would like to go to, that this healing to go to, please put it out there.
About what?
In the name of the light, God is creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and infuse them with so much light, and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest, the greatest power healings of all. New Way Healers, would you please come down to all of these homes and properties and remove a million layers off of them. Please give them all a triple special whoosh from the all. Archangel Michael and your band of mercy, would you please come down and go through all of these homes and properties with a fine-tooth comb and give it a complete spirit release and a space. Any portals or openings to other dimensions, please clear, close, and block them with light. If they will not remain closed, please move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Angels of the Violet Flame, please immerse all of these homes and properties with the violet flame 1 billion times fold. And God, Goddess, Queen of all, would you please send billions of archetypes of angels down to these homes and properties and addresses
to clear and remove any and all energies there that's other than 100% light. Please plug your healing power source into the four corners of all of these homes and infuse them with your light, love, and agape. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please raise all of these homes and properties up to the miracle. And bless all of these homes and shift them all and everything in it into divine, true love base. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is over. We do have some people on the phone line. Jean has just gotten on Facebook and sent out a message, and I will send one out very soon. And we so apologize for this. We'll get this fixed for the next time. We will be back on the 31st. Jean?
Okay, well, we're going to go to the phone lines because those are the ones that we have tonight. And we so appreciate you logging in and calling in on the phone lines. Our first caller on the line, Charlene, the last four digits of their number are 6114. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, this is Becky.
Hey, Becky, good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's great to hear y'all, too.
Becky, I'm seeing two things with you, two animal guides, and they actually kind of mean the same thing. You've got a turtle working with you for grounding, and you've got an ostrich working with you, which is about grounding, but the ostrich is also about protection. Now, your guardian angel is saying that the big thing for you, the reason this grounding thing is coming up, is, you know, you've been floating out of your body a lot here lately. And she's saying that, you know, it's important to get a good solid grounding cord in there, a good solid grounding cord on you, and bring yourself in the present moment. And she said that's all of it takes, because it's just been some different kind of energies and it's just pulled you out, you know. And you've got a lot of fairies around you, and your guardian angel is saying that this thing that's been going on with you, it's you're over the hardest part of it. Do you know what she's talking about?
Oh, yeah. I've been going through some really bad things at work.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Well, she says that you're over the hardest part of it, and that it's going to be okay. So keep your thoughts positive and God-centered about you. You're safe, okay? It's important to know that you're safe. But like,
yes,
I said, use your tools. Now is the time. I recommend for anybody that has tools to use those tools, because everybody needs them right now. And you know, you carry such a great vibration and frequency of joy, Becky. So hold that energy. People really need it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Yay, hi, this is Jane.
Hi, Jane, how are you this evening?
Very good, glad to hear the two of you.
Oh, thank you, good to hear your voice too. Okay, Jane, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she's saying that there is a decision that's coming up for you to make, and she's saying to take your time to weigh out everything that has to do with making this decision and how it will work for your highest good. And she's also saying that she's working with you in the background to help the ones that the decision's going to affect as well, helping to open up their hearts so that it'll be resolved in a way that will be very loving and very harmonious for everybody. And she's saying, again, make sure that it's very important that you consider how this is going to be for your highest good. And everything is going to work out.
Okay. Gosh, I wonder what that is.
Well,
I just made a job change today. So there must be something else coming. I don't know. Interesting.
Well, and you have a goose with you, the animal guide. And the goose says it's just with you for a short period of time. But it is saying this is a time of good fortune and good things that are going to come to you. And
okay,
there are some guides going to come in to help you at this time. So she's just saying be aware of, you know, loving presences around you, because they're guides that are coming in to protect you and to help you at this time.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling in the show, Jane, and we'll be getting in touch with you really soon about class.
Great. Thanks so much. Great to hear both of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. The next caller on the line is a Skype number, and the last four digits of this caller's number are 1111. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Could you repeat your name again, please?
Vicki.
Okay. All right, Vicki. Well, you have a dove working with you, which is for peace. And your guardian angel is saying that you've been working on some new projects, some new things. She says keep working on that. She says the more you work on new things, it's like she's saying that you're wanting your creativity to get stronger, better, more powerful, or something like that. And she just says keep doing the things that you do that are creative, and the more you do it, the more creativity that will be given to you, okay? She's saying some of the reasons where you've had some issues is because of low energies, and she's saying that some of the low energies that you're having is due to the earth shifts. So anything you can, to me, I always recommend if you're looking for anybody trying to create more energy is, you know, exercise, eating better, or getting out more. To me, just getting outside more is very helpful. But also she wants to know, that wants you to know that you have been affected this past week, that we just came out of the full moon energies, and that was affecting you a lot. If you were concerned about what's going on, that's what was going on. So thanks for following the show, Vicki. We appreciate it.
Can I ask you guys a favor? I have friends that are desperate to get in the chat room, Candace and Jennifer. Can they get a reading?
Yes. She said Candace and Jennifer. Yes.
Yeah.
I
got an email, so thank you very much.
Okay, we'll get them. We just sent a message out on Facebook saying that we could not get our chat room to work. So I will go ahead and... If you'll hang on the line, I'll go ahead and give them a message real quick, okay? Are you ready?
Perfect. Yes.
All right. Well, Candace, her message is keep on going. It's like there's something that she needs that she's been really, really working on, and it's like been kind of really difficult at times, on and off, and they're saying to keep on moving. Now, she has a bear working with her for protection, and she has a lot of angels working with her right now, helping her in her life. So just let her know that there is help, and there's a lot of prayers of hers that's being answered. And let her know whatever she's speaking, things are manifesting, so it's important for her to speak positively about things that she is wanting and the outcome of the situation that she's in. So I'm going to pass it over to Jean, and she's going to give the message for your friend Jennifer.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, Jennifer, your guardian angel is reminding you that you're very strong in your personal power and your strength, and she's saying to remember that as you work toward manifesting things that you desire in your life. And she's saying do it in the most positive way that your words can come to you and that it will bring in what you want. She's also saying that there is a career transition coming your way, and this could be in the form of a promotion, a raise, or a complete shift in what you're doing to what you've been desiring to do. But she's saying stay positive about that because it's all good. And you have a lark with you at this time, and the lark is about entering a cycle where going to be completely happy and free of worry. She said, so remember that and the energy that the Lark is bringing you forward. So thanks for sending forward your friend's messages, Vicki. We appreciate that.
Wow, those are worthwhile messages. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 0909. Welcome to the New Wave Power Hour.
Oh, hi, Charlene. Hi, Jean. This is Ellen.
Hello. Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Oh, very happy to get through to you. And there is an ongoing problem. There is an ongoing problem with the chat room.
Oh, there is?
You can't get in there. It's like it's a blank screen. You have the blue screen.
All right, hold on just a second.
Ellen?
Yes.
Jean, we've been trying to tell people on the line that there has been a big problem with the chat room this evening, and I can't create it, so nobody can get into it.
I just wanted to make sure that you knew that. That's all. Yeah, I know.
We appreciate that a whole bunch. So I'm going to give you back to Charlene, so she's going to give you a message, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ellen, you have got a zebra working with you, which is about seeing between the lines, seeing the big picture. And you've also got a blue jay, which is knowing the truth through intuition. And your guardian angel says that there's, you know, to pay attention to that intuition strong. And if something doesn't feel right, it's not right. But most of all, if there's some sort of energy that maybe a friend or maybe something that you were drawn to in the past and all of a sudden you're not drawn to it and you don't know why, that's your intuition telling you that whatever it is you are learning or doing, it's done, it's finished, it's complete. Mm-hmm. So she says it's really important to pay attention to that, and your guardian angel is saying that she's been giving you messages that right now your path for this 2017 is being redirected. So it's important to, you know, pay attention to some of the changes that's coming and listen for the messages so that you'll know what to do. But she says they're all good. I mean, I see a lot of butterflies on your path. So stay positive about it and pay attention to that intuition because they're really sending the messages strong to you, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, ladies. Have a wonderful evening. Appreciate the message.
Okay. The next caller on the line is ready for a message. The last four digits of your number are 7193. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Oh, my gosh, Jean. Charlene, it's Janine.
Hi, Janine. How are you doing?
Oh,
good.
So good to hear your voices.
I know. It's good to hear your voice as well. Okay, Janine, your guardian angel is saying that it's important that you trust your intuition at this time because your inner guidance is trustworthy, even for the small things. So she's saying it's very important for you to do that at this time. And also she's saying this is a really good time for you to start doing some creative writing. It doesn't have to be about anything in particular. And it will develop into something that will be really interesting for you to watch unfold. And you have a spider with you, and the spider is about creative writing, but the spider is also saying to write creatively without limits, to not limit yourself like with traditional things or ways that you should write, just to write and allow yourself to be inspired by nature.
Okay.
So trust your intuition there, Janine. Have you done any creative writing before?
No, I haven't. Because I started a diary when I was in Asheville, and then it got lost by my movers. I'm embarrassed by who may have received it. I just always feel like, you know. I get this message
a lot. I'm trying to protect that. Well, then, you know, then if you don't listen to the message, they're going to re-give it to you because there's a specific reason for you to do this kind of writing. And she's saying it's the less of doing it traditionally to let it unfold in a really beautiful way. And the spider is saying, let nature inspire you. So that's a really strong message there for you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
God.
You take care of things. And it is
namaste. Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 3177. Welcome to the New Way Power.
Hi. Thank you. It's Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. All right. Well, you have several birds with you. You have a bluebird for happiness, and you have a hummingbird for joy. Your guardian angel is saying that it's important for you to hold that energy, and there's been things that have brought you down into, like, lower energy. And she says when you get into those lower energies, pull yourself back up. There's things that you know how to do that can do that for you because you are somebody that should be carrying a high frequency at all times. You bring a lot of joy to people. So, and it's always important to remember that people that try to pull your joy, it's all their stuff. It's not yours. So whatever it is that you need to do, whether it is say a prayer or ask God to help or to pull you out of it, do whatever you can to get out of this quickly because it's not the energy that you're used to carrying. And right now is a time in your life where it's time to manifest your dreams into reality and to just put out there what you want. But it's important to be in that level of joy because that's the kind of energy that creates. So thanks for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that message. Thank you. It gave me chills. Thank you. Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 9459. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, ladies. This is Regina.
Regina.
Yes.
Okay, Regina, I'm glad you got to us tonight. We've had trouble with the chat room. I wasn't able to create it, so really glad you got us on the switchboard. Your guardian angel is saying that prayers will help a situation that is happening right now in your life. And you're a really strong prayer person. And your guardian angel is saying your prayers are very healing and they pull in what you need. So keep your prayers going for what it is that you need. And she's saying for a specific situation. And she's reassuring you that she's always there with you. And she's there when you need comforting. She's there when you're happy. She's there when you're concerned about something. She's there whenever you need her, and she's just reinforcing that tonight. And you have a leopard with you, and the leopard is encouraging you to take some time in solitude. And the best place to do this would be in nature. And the leopard is also saying that, this is really big. The leopard is saying that a secret that's been kept from you will be brought forth and revealed really soon.
Okay. Wow, that's a different message. I wasn't expecting that one.
Well, I trust the animal guides and I trust the guardian angels. So when they say something to me, I will send it to. I'll give it to the person.
I hope it's a good thing. Hey, I hope it's a good thing. So hey,
Well, you keep those thoughts positive. You keep your those thoughts positive because that's what the guardian angel says that you are really good at. So good luck with that, and thank you so much for following the show, Regina.
Thank you so much. You take care.
You as well. Bye bye. Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are
807. Welcome to the Dwayne Power Hour.
Hello. Now, this is Kelly T.
Okay. Kelly, did you say Kelly T or Kelly P?
P as in Peter.
Okay, all right. Jean was doing a T, so it is a P. Okay. All right, Kelly P. I apologize for that mix-up each time, but we have a good friend that calls in she actually goes by the name Kelly T. So, I mean, she says T at the end of her name. So, anyway. First of all, I see an owl with you, which is about wisdom. Your guardian angel is saying for you to expect really, really positive good things to happen this year. This year is going to be the best year you've had in a long time. So things that you have been seeking, things that you have been wanting in your life are coming in this year, and there is nothing you can do to stop it. So that's important for you to know. There's no way you can get in the way because these are things that are charted on your soul chart. So just be prepared. They're good, and, you know, things are going to start coming in really, really quick. I tell you what, by the end of February, the beginning of March, there's something really special coming in for you. So be sure to let us know when that happens. It's going to be really magical. So thanks for following the show. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next caller on the line that's ready for a message, the last four digits of their number are 5014. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, this is Paul.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, Paul, your guardian angel is encouraging you to trust and honor your feelings right now, because they're guiding you and they're supporting you and they're bringing up something that in the way of understanding that's going to help you move forward. And she's just encouraging you to honor and trust your feelings. And she's also saying she's holding up the victory sign, saying that congratulations, you just made a major accomplishment, or you're getting ready to walk through a door for a major accomplishment. She's saying to honor that within yourself and celebrate that and congratulate yourself. She's saying that you really worked hard for this. So if it's getting ready to happen, or if it's already happened or in the process of happening, the energy feels really close. She's saying celebrate this victory. You have an owl with you, and the owl is about wisdom. And the owl is encouraging you to spend some time and meditate and be quiet, and even if it's just for a minute or two, to kind of center yourself and focus yourself and see what's revealed to you in your meditations, and to be patient and diligent with that, because there'll be messages that'll be revealed to you with this. So good luck with that, Paul, and thank you so much for calling into the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 0452. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, this is Vivian.
Hello, Vivian. Okay, Vivian, well, you've got a whole lot of fairies around you and a whole lot of angels. Right now, in this time in your life, you're being very, very blessed. And it's important for you to recognize. It's almost like it's a birthday. This isn't your birthday, is it?
No, September the 7th.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I mean, it's just like big energy coming in for you. It's just like maybe I'm seeing your guardian angels and guide teams. They're like holding a birthday cake, like, to me, what that always means, the birthday, besides just the birthday, is just new positive things are happening and new things are coming. Something you've been really wanting is like, it's like the universe is answering call for it. So expect for it to show up. I'm seeing it as a relationship. Have you met anybody?
No.
Nope. Okay. Well, know that that's coming. It is. You know, I know we've talked about this before, but it looks like it's coming sooner than later. So whatever you're doing with manifestation and with that, it's, you know, it's coming. It's on your soul chart, and it's not anybody that you have had a relationship before with. It's just a new person, a new soul that you're just going to have a really good connection with, and you're going to be real happy with it. And also, you've got a horse working with you, which is about travel. And know that there's going to be some extra travel that you don't normally do this year coming for you. So enjoy it. And your guardian angel is just saying enjoy your life and be happy, and be happy with everything that you got, because you are just so blessed. I can't tell you how happy these angels and all these fairies, everything is around you for that. And there's something in your career and money changing. It's just all lots of good positive changes. So good luck with that, Vivian, and hopefully I'll see you soon, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of their number are 9802. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, it's Neely.
Neely.
Okay,
hey,
hi,
Neely. Well, I'm glad you got it, since I guess you got that the chat room is not working today. I couldn't get it going up with something wrong that Blog Talk's working on, but thanks for calling in on the switchboard. Okay, your guardian angel is saying that it's important at this time that you explore your options. There'll be things that are coming to you and presented to you that may not look like opportunities or options for you. But stay grounded and be aware, because they are. And they're coming from people that you would least expect it. So she's saying be open and in the moment, and stay aware of those that you have conversations with, and share the conversation of things that you're wanting in your future or that you're working toward. And she's also saying that there are huge gifts coming for you in this year. Well, in the first half of this year, there are huge gifts coming for you that you've been really putting some energy into. And I'm seeing a sparrow with you tonight, and the sparrow is saying that your energy and your vitality are waking up, are awakening. And the sparrow is saying, you know, hold your head up, stand up straight when you're walking, and let everybody see that wonderful energy that's in your heart, because it comes from a place of love. So good luck with that, Niggly, and thank you so much for following the show. You're welcome.
Thank you for having the show. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Niggly. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line that is ready for a message, the last four digits of your number are 9966. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, ladies. This is Christina.
Hello, Christina. Christina, you have a lion working with you, which is about feminine power, leadership, and assertion. Your guardian angel is saying, own your power. There's been someone around you that has tried to pull your energy, and she says that you're very aware of it. And she says, you know, it's not mean or unkind to disconnect with somebody. It doesn't mean necessarily that you have to not be friends with them, but, you know, as far as them being in your inner circle. So know that, because your energy is, I mean, have you felt, do you know who she's talking about, who's been pulling your energy?
No, not really.
Okay, well, that's what she's saying. So, you know, think about that. Maybe it'll come to you after the show, but she's just wanting you to be aware of that you've had some kind of energy drains, and it's coming from somebody that you're aware of, and you've been wondering what it was. Now, your guardian angel says, do you work with crystals or healing or anything like that?
No, but I got a friend that is very powerful.
Okay. Well,
Vivian.
Vivian. Okay, all right. Well, we know you're talking about Vivian, the woman that was on the phone line before you.
Yes.
Okay, well, Vivian can tell you a lot of things. As a matter of fact, she may be able to help you figure out who is pulling your energy, and it's definitely not her, just so you know. But
yes, I know.
She's saying that your guardian angel is saying that, you know, it would help you to have some healing crystals around you, like an amethyst, a rose quartz, something like that. Just some extra special protection for your energy, because to keep your energy clear and to keep your thoughts positive. And remember that our thoughts, you know, some people believe it, some people don't, but I've just seen it from my own experience that our thoughts is creating things out there. So the more positive you keep your thoughts, the more positive things that are going to come in for you. So just be aware of that. And know that this year there's something you've been wanting to do, or something that you've been wanting to happen with you in your life. Your guardian angel says that with the right choices, this could happen for you by the summer, within the next 6 months. So if you don't know what that is, I recommend you think about it after the show, because, you know, they just give us messages, and they want you to – our guardian angels want us to listen, you know, to the messages.
Yes.
So once you're off of the show, you know, maybe think about what that is and ask the question out loud. What is it that y'all are talking about? What do you mean? And listen to your messages, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you, and thank you for calling in.
Have a nice evening. Bye-bye. Okay, the next caller on the line, and this is the last caller on the switchboard, and we have three more people that we're going to give messages to that have been sending in notes to us that would have been in the chat room. So the last four digits of this caller's number is 5349. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, hi.
Hello,
Lena.
Can I have your first name?
Lena. Yeah.
Okay, Lena, your guardian angel is saying at this time it's very important for you to nurture yourself in the way of doing things that make you feel good. From the smallest things to whatever the largest thing that you would like to do for yourself. But she says it's the less of spending money on yourself and the more of doing nice things for yourself. She wants you to know that you are guarded and protected and that you're safe. She said there's some concerns that you may not be safe and protected, but she wants you to know that you are. And it's important that you are aware of your surroundings and, you know, those that you interact with, because communication shares energy and vibration. And when people say negative words or, you know, express negative feelings, sometimes that hits you in a different way because you're very sensitive to energy. Your guardian angel also says it's important that you get your sleep, that you get your rest as well. You have a groundhog with you, and the groundhog is about 2-year cycles. It could be a project that lasts for 2 years. It can be a relationship that lasts for 2 years. It can be anything that lasts for 2 years that you're going to do a lot of learning and growing with. And also the groundhog says to communicate your boundaries and limits very clearly and very straightforwardly with those that are in your inner circle. So, Lena, thank you so much for calling into the show, and I hope you have a really good evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene, the last three that we have were people that would be in the chat room. So the first one is Mary Lou.
All right, Mary Lou. Your guardian angel is holding up this big crystal, and it's a lapis lazuli. And that is actually a stone that is, it's not really a crystal, it's a stone. And that helps with intuition. And she says that sometimes you question your intuition, you question your visions and things like that. And she says that you are really open, and that you are very intuitive. And it's important for you to really trust that, because you've been getting a lot of future messages, and the messages are not meant to, like, put you in the future. They're giving you comfort to where this is what's going to be happening in the future. You know, that's called, like, I just believe that our guardian angels send messages to us about the future to comfort us, thinking, you know, well, is this ever going to happen, or what's going to happen with this, and they send you visions. So you've been getting a lot of that, and a lot of messages have been coming to you in dreams. Also, your guardian angel, she's showing me right now there's a bald eagle with you, and that bald eagle has brought a scroll from heaven saying hello from heaven, and there is someone on the other side. It looks like a mother figure that is saying hello. Whenever you think about her, she's around. She's been watching over you and praying for you, and she wants you to know that all is well. Also, you have a squirrel working with you, which is about gathering, and it's about finances, too, and helping you with your finances. So good luck with that, Mary Lou, and thank you for following the show. And we apologize again for anybody that usually comes into the chat room for this inconvenience. It's kind of, you know, we worked through it tonight, but we apologize, everybody getting on the phone lines. We thank you so much. Jean?
Okay, the next person that would like a message is Jim. And Jim, your guardian angel is saying there is something new that you're going to be starting pretty soon, and it's something that you may have planned a while back and that you don't remember that you planned to do this, or you stated that you would like to do this or had a strong desire to do this. She's saying that your actions are being guided, so, and the steps are going to fall into place so that everything will manifest in a really positive, meaningful way for you. So be open to the possibilities that are presented to you by others, because it's going to come through someone else. Your guardian angel is also encouraging you to clear your space to anything that you no longer need, that is just kind of sitting around or boxed up or packed up that you know you'll never use or touch again. She's encouraging you to clear your space and send it where it can be used and will be greatly appreciated. You have a ram with you, and the ram is about starting new things, and it's encouraging you to go ahead and start the new things. Interesting with the ram. And the ram is also saying that there's something a little bit out of balance in your life, and determine what it is, and then take steps to correct it, because you know exactly what to do to correct it. So, Jim, thank you so much for following the show, and we hope you have a really good evening. And, Charlene, the last person that has sent the message that they would like a message is Marguerite.
All right, Marguerite. Well, I'm seeing a couple different things around you tonight. I'm seeing a skunk for respect, and I'm also seeing a camel for endurance. But I'm seeing a hummingbird for joy as well. Now, your guardian angel says that all of these things, you have all of these attributes, all of these medicines that these animal guides are bringing to you. Your guardian angel says that your kindness and that your love that you send out to people and just being a kind, loving person, it's like you're being blessed because of it. It's almost like you know, there's lots of blessings in it and lots of blessings being sent to you. And to recognize that and to recognize your guardian angel is saying that they send you signs all of the time. So pay attention to the signs around you. They're everywhere. I mean, Gene and I have this book. We always recommend it for people. It's the Doreen Virtue Angel Numbers 101. It's just a little small book, but once you get it, you know, you start seeing angel numbers everywhere, and they're always sending you signs. And know that you're always getting these signs, and you are like getting a hello from heaven saying thank you for all of the kindness and all the things that you do. There are definitely blessings in that. So thank you, Marguerite. I got your message off Facebook. And again, we apologize for the chat room being out of order tonight. But we do have our next show scheduled for the 31st, so we will be back on that night. And when we come back, we'll be letting you know what dates we're going to be doing in February. They will be twice a month this year, not necessarily every other week. And we're not sure what day it's going to be on, but we know that it's not going to be on Tuesdays. So, Jean, would you like to take us out with a prayer? Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
I would be honored to. God, Goddess, Creator of all, I ask that you put your essence and your presence around everyone listening to the New Way Power Hour tonight, even in the archives, and bless them with peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and ground them 100% in their personal power, raising their vibration and their frequency to their highest divine level. I ask for extra special protection as everyone walks their path, lead them in God, then bless them with their intuition and listening to their intuition as their guide. Thank you for this opportunity to serve you more and to serve you better. And let thy will be done. Takuye Oyasin. Thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight, for joining us in the show, and for being followers of the New Way Power Hour. Charlene and I appreciate it very much. Hope you have a blessed evening and a wonderful weekend. And join us, as Charlene said, on Tuesday, January the 31st, for our next New Way Power Hour. Good night.
Good night, everyone, and Happy New Year.